Heroin, a drug that claims about two lives in Massachusetts every day, killed a young woman in Cambridge late last month. She just turned 18 when she overdosed alone in a bathroom.
It was a real tragedy. It always is. She was really young, had been using for a long time, and was a pretty key fixture in the community around here.
Michael May worked with a girl he can't name at a teen drop-in center in Cambridge called Youth on Fire. May worries the epidemic he fights every day is gaining steam.
Especially this summer has been very intense for heroin use in this area. And we've been getting a lot of kids that, rather than like a slow progression into injection drug use, have kind of jumped right into it.
Which signals trouble for diseases transmitted through needles, which are also on the rise. In fact, the State Department of Public Health says infection rates for hepatitis C in 15 to 25-year-olds have almost doubled since 2002. But there's no money in this year's department budget for hep C prevention or to treat new patients. WBUR's Martha Biebinger picks up the story from there.
Hepatitis C is passed through blood in needles, on cotton, and on other equipment drug users share. It is 10 times more infectious through a needle stick than HIV. If untreated, hep C inflames, scars, and can ruin your liver. Dan Church, an epidemiologist at the Department of Public Health, says a spike in hep C among young heroin users is an urgent matter.
It's very alarming to see these numbers of cases with a disease that we really have not seen in this age group for quite some time. So I think it's very important that we start thinking about how we can prevent hepatitis C and provide them education so that they will not continue to transmit this disease unknowingly to other people.
That's happening. Heroin users and counselors say hep C is everywhere.
Once I found out about hep C, it's just like, yeah, everybody's got hep C.
This is Gabe, a 23-year-old who fears arrest if he gives his last name. He started shooting heroin 9 years ago, but says he only uses occasionally these days. Gabe does not have hep C. He tries to keep a few clean needles on him as he moves between Boston and his other home base, Chicago, hopping freight trains, but it doesn't always work out.
I've definitely gone back and like grabbed my old needles off the ground, and you know, I don't know if someone's used them or if somebody else has got dropped there. I generally kept them hidden in one spot, but sometimes, you know.
In Cambridge and in the state's three other needle exchange programs, counselors work hep C into their prevention talks, even though state funding was eliminated this year. Michael May, the outreach coordinator at Youth on Fire, has a list of precautions he urges users to take. But he knows they may not stick to them in the heat of the moment.
If somebody's in a hurry, if they're sick, it's just now, now, now. And then after they get well is when, you know, the rational thinking comes back into play.
What's also scary, says May, is that many users aren't too worried about hep C. I meet Johnny, a 24-year-old who also won't give his last name because he worries about being apprehended by police. Johnny sleeps in the woods, but hangs out at Youth on Fire. He has hep C.
Just makes you tired. That's it. I think people can live with it for the rest of their lives, right? And not die.
Johnny may be able to manage hep C with a good diet, rest, and no drugs or alcohol. But even if he gets worse, he says he won't seek treatment.
I heard it makes people really sick and it can kill you.
Hepatitis C is difficult to treat. The drugs won't kill you, but they can make patients feel like they have the flu on and off for 6 months to a year and are only effective in 30 to 40% of cases. But on the medical side, things may be looking up.
We're really on the dawn of a treatment era for hepatitis C. The drugs we have now aren't specific for the virus.
John Ward, who directs the Division of Viral Hepatitis at the Centers for Disease Control, says new drugs that are specific to hep C could be on the market next year.
And when those come on, it will probably double the likelihood of being cleared of this virus and having to go through about half the weeks of treatment.
Ward is understandably excited about better treatment options. In addition to the new wave of young people infected with hep C, one in 30 baby boomers have it. They could have been infected through a blood transfusion if it occurred before 1992 or in a non-commercial tattoo parlor. But the main way people get hep C is through intravenous drug use. Cynthia Jorgensen, who runs education and training programs at the CDC, says many people don't want to recall a shady past that might have included hep C.
because of that association with negative connotations, a lot of people don't assume that they're at risk because they're, quote, not one of those people.
65% to 75% of baby boomers who have hep C don't know it. Again, John Ward.
Viral hepatitis is a silent epidemic because you live for decades not knowing that you're infected. The liver doesn't complain much until it's very, very ill. And so you don't get sick until oftentimes it's too late to do anything to help the liver.
Death rates are expected to triple in the next 10 to 20 years if the boomers don't find out before they get sick. Most health insurance plans cover a hep C screening if there's reason to think you need one. The Department of Public Health is hoping word about hep C will spread faster than the virus until there's money again for prevention and new treatment. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.